Good morning, saints and friends, and God's blessings to all of you. Our meditation this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18 of the NIV. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Well, Thanksgiving is here at last. We have endured many challenges since we last celebrated this holiday. It seems we are not done yet. The time of family togetherness will not be experienced and celebrated as we have in the past. According to our medical advisors, the smart thing to do is to celebrate separately and use all the technology we have at our disposal to create a joyous virtual family gathering. We have so much to be thankful for, even in the midst of these challenges. I say this because I listened to the Monsignor of the Notre Dame Cathedral as he spoke about the destructive fire. He said, as I looked about me and saw this beautiful ancient structure being destroyed in front of my very eyes, and I quote, "All I could do was call out in a loud voice, 'What is it you want me to do?' And I also asked, 'Why? Why?' I expected an answer, but all was quiet, and yet there was a calming presence surrounding me that keeps me from despair," end quote. Many of us have experienced times we felt all is lost and the only thing to do is to ask why, or what do you want me to do? We hear nothing, but we feel the calming presence of the Holy Spirit embracing us to let us know all is well. Of course, we miss our family and friends surrounding us with their laughter, joy, and as we share a delicious meal with all the trimmings. But it doesn't mean we will never enjoy this family and celebration again. Like it says in Ecclesiastes, "This is only for a season. This shall pass, and joy will come in the morning. Just trust in Him, and He will get us through this." This is an experience that all who love and trust in our Heavenly Father will experience. It is truly to know He is always a present help in a time of trouble. We have to be thankful for His provisions, His protection, comfort, peace, joy, love of family, and the fact He promised to always be by our side at all times. So in everything, give Him thanks for everything, for He is truly worthy. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the ability to come before You with humble spirits and to lay our thoughts and wishes at Your feet, because You are the only person that we can go to at a time such as this. We look to You for guidance. We look to You for everything. You look for everything, Father, and we give You thanks for all the things that You do for us. You give us arms to move about. You give us our five senses to use, and You give us common sense to use and think for about the best things to do, Father, the best answers for various situations, Father, and You are always there to hear our pleas, Father, and You never, ever are silent to us. You always give us an answer of some sort, Father, in some way, and we thank You for always being our present help in a time of trouble. Father, we ask You to remember our first responders. Right now through here, Father, things have changed drastically. We're virtually back to square one in this battle against this epidemic. And our first responders and all of our healthcare workers, Father, are in the midst of it. They are deep into it, Father, and they are highly vulnerable and susceptible to being stricken by this pandemic. But Father, we pray for Your protection on them, Father, on each and every one, and keep them safe, Father, as they perform their duties, Father, as they perform the duties that they were trained to do and that they have dedicated their lives to, and we thank you for them, Father, and we thank you for them being in their respective places and doing their respective jobs. We pray for their families, Father, as they show concern and compassion and try to understand what their brothers, sisters, fathers, and mothers are going through as they help in any way that they can. We pray, Father, for our leadership, our national, international, and local leaders. Pray, Lord, that you will guide them in their quest for direction and in their decisions that they make, that they will be in the best interest of all concerned, Father. We pray for your protective hedge to be placed around each member of our church family and all their families, Father, both near and far. We pray, Lord, that you bring healing to those within and outside of our church family, as well as those affected by this worldwide pandemic. We thank you, Father, for being able to lay them at your feet. And we know, Father, you will be standing by their bedside, those that need you, and you will bring comfort to all. We pray for each family, Father, that you will continue to lead us and guide us in the directions in which you would want us to go. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor, and we thank the Lord for her. We ask you, Father, to continue to embrace and surround her with your goodness and with your comfort, Father. Strengthen her with each breath she takes. Keep her safe from all harm and danger, Father. Help us to continue to give her all the support that she needs and encouragement that she needs, and to let her know that we truly appreciate her and we thank you for placing her in our lives. We thank you for her leadership, Father. We pray that you will continue to be all that she needs. Give her the rest that she needs when she needs to be restored. Give her the uplifting spirit and comfort that you can provide when she is down, because she is human just like everyone else. But she still goes forth, Father, and does your work each and every day. And we thank you for her. We thank you again, Father, for all that you do for us and all that you're going to do and what you're doing for each one of us right now. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourselves and rest yourselves in the Lord. Amen.